Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rising up from New York's public powerhouse and the basketball home of the defending Mid-American Conference champions, we are the University at Buffalo Bulls. Live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, broadcasting on the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. This is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider.
Brought to you by our team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
Now, here's Louis Spina.
Hey, welcome to the Basketball Insider, live from Santoris Pub and Pizza and Grill on Northport Highway. I'm Louis Spina, joined by UB Women's Basketball Head Coach Felicia Legette-Jack. How's it going, Coach Jack?
It's going great. Thanks so much for having me.
Just got out of practice, 2 days in a row with refs. How's the team looking so far?
Today was a better day than yesterday. We still have a lot of work to do, but yesterday we just really were doing some really silly things, you know, like not going hard and not boxing out, things you can control. And we watched some film today, and I didn't know how they were going to handle it because we really got after them in film session. But they came out today ready to go.
I got to stop in a little bit and check out a little bit of practice. It looked like Brittany Morrison really was making some big plays. How are you looking for her to step up this year? She came on at the end of last year, but what are you looking for this year?
Well, our three words that we're using, one is times two, better is better. And we need Brittany to be better. We need her to be a better free throw jump shooter. We need her to be a better rebounder. Last year, in the last eight games, I think she averaged eight rebounds in 21 minutes. We need her to continue with that. But it's a mindset. It's a monstrous mindset. And for lack of a better word, we need her to be a violent rebounder. Like, she has to go through the rebound like if her life depended on it. And when she does that, she has such a knack for avoiding the contact. So if she goes hard and goes for those rebounds, I think she can get chances to get on that free throw a lot more this year.
What are you teaching her? She's a 5'9" power forward. What are you teaching her about positioning and, you know, getting in there into those points to get those rebounds?
Well, it's not – you either have that or you don't. And Brittany just have that it factor where she knows where the ball is going to come off the rim. We just teach her that, you know, 90% of the rebounds come off on the weak side. And get your body in that position over there, then you have a shot. And then it's your speed and your heart versus the next person's size and their positioning.
All right, Coach, one of the biggest stories of this offseason so far has been Cassie getting her year of eligibility back. Yeah. What is her and the NCAA doing the right thing finally, giving her season back? What does that do for this team, not only for this year, but for next year as well? She's now only a junior.
I just have a lot of respect for the NCAA. I like the growth that I've been in this business for 28 years, and I just think the NCAA does the best that it can on all occasions. And it's not always like – it's like a head coach. You don't always get it right. But you always try. You always have the best interest of the student-athlete in mind. This time, I think we got it right. This is a young lady who came home to be closer to her family, help her father raise her three other siblings, and just be a part of her family as they go through some trials and tribulations. And she want to be a post player out of this entire city. I think that I'm one of the few that can teach her how to play post play. Am I the best coach? That's up for grabs to figure that out. But I think I'm pretty good in the position that she plays in. So I'm excited about this thing, and I'm excited for Cassie. Cassie's playing at another level right now. We're extending her game to the three-point line now. I think that our chances are going to be really good with her in the lineup.
All right, Coach, we got a lot of returning players this year, as you might know, but talk a little bit about some of these newcomers. We got three freshmen and then Sierra, the transfer from UMass. Talk a little bit about them.
Well, I like to talk about Mariah Suchin first, who's not a newcomer, but she's been paying her dues. You know, it's like a Kevin Hart, the comedian. Like he's like new on the block, but he's been working on his craft for like 17 years before he got this opportunity. But Mariah has been doing such an amazing job for the last 2 years, and I think that you're going to see a more aggressive, more mature, more resilient power forward that can stretch that zone a little bit as well. I like the way this kid is developing right now. And Lisa Upps, she's doing a tremendous job. We're going to see a lot more of her this upcoming season. At the point spot, her directive out there is amazing. She actually thinks like me. She's like a big post player that demands and commands with a strong voice. We know we got our general in Stephanie, but I think Lisa's going to be a welcome addition to help Stephanie throughout this season this year. And we got some young kids, and we're not going to put a lot of responsibility on Tessie and Lala and Summer. But I think that, you know, if we can put them in there for a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there, I think that they can get their feet wet. But I'm really banking on my returners to be the reason why we have success.
Joanna Smith is one of those key returners. I was talking to her a little bit earlier this week, and she said this freshman class has a chance to be one of the best ever here at UB. What does that say about Joanna as a person and as a teammate? What does that say about her saying that about them?
Well, when you have your captain, your leader, your the second leading scorer in the entire MAC conference point to you and say, hey, little youngin, you're the one that's going to take us there in the future. You're the one that I believe that the opportunity to grow this women's basketball program. Even if you're not ready, you get ready. I just think that as the leaders give that permission for young people to grow, the growth is a lot faster than if a coach kind of talks about it. So I'm going to continue to let those players continue to grow this program in their conversation, and I'm just going to put my money on my returners, though.
All right, Coach, you guys have a scrimmage up coming up on Saturday, going to the defending Big East champs and national champion-bound Syracuse Orange. What are you looking to see from your team when you go down there and take on a tough team?
I just want to – I've been asking – I'm so grateful that Quentin allows us to come back home and be a part of learning from his amazing team. They got such quickness. They have such size. They got so much high IQ. They're going to really be a major test for us. They're going to play their zone defense against us. They're going to pressure Stephanie a lot. I think the more we get Stephanie pressured early on in the year, the more she's going to be ready for conference play. And I just think that, you know, if we shoot the ball well, you always have a shot, and we're going to just kind of grow each other. I think that we can help them in our matchup that we play in the privacy of our scrimmage, and I think that they're going to definitely help us by allowing us to be in a room with arguably three or four professional players.
And the regular season gets underway on November 11th as you welcome UMass to Alumni Arena. You guys have seven of the first nine at home. What are you hoping to take out of those seven games, get rolling a little bit early in the season again like last season?
Listen, Buffalo community, I'm just saying this out loud. I don't know any other way to say it other than come from the gut. We have been taking our team away for a reason. We want to play in front of people. Women's basketball, it's a four-year deal. After 4 years off and their mothers and wives or CEOs, CFOs of corporations, they have this small window to play in front of people. So we went to places where they have fans. And now after we win a MAC championship, we set it up schedule-wise to have our games be here in Buffalo to play in front of this great community that supports athletics. I know the Bills games are always filled. I know the Sabres games are always filled. I see that some wonderful things are going on for our men's basketball team as far as fan base. I'm asking this community to come out and watch these young ladies. They're special. They're really fun. And that's the reason why we schedule these 7, 8, 9 games at home. We're hoping that our community come out and support us. My goal is to average 3,000 fans for our women's basketball program this season. And I believe this community is going to come out and help me.
All right, Coach. We're going to take a little break here. You're listening to UB Basketball Insider live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. When we return, we'll have junior point guard Stephanie Reed on.
The general.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music. Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
From banner raising to buzzer beaters, don't miss another second of Bulls basketball. Get your season tickets today and be part of history as the men's team chases their third consecutive MAC title.
He shoots a three. He hits.
Oh, yes! Are you kidding me?
While the women look to defend theirs.
Stephanie Reed, she might be the one to take this final shot. She tosses it. Good! Oh! Oh! The Bulls have got it!
For tickets, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Louis Spina.
Welcome back to UB Bulls Insider. I'm joined now by junior point guard Stephanie Reed, as well as head coach Felicia Leggett-Jack. How's it going, Steph?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. How has the first couple weeks of practice been so far this year?
I think they've been really good. I think that we're growing a lot just in this time. I think that if we keep growing like this throughout the season, we're going to be very, very dangerous to play against at the end of the season.
Last two days have been with referees. How has that kind of changed things up in practice? Not hearing, you know, the coaches stopped practice every couple minutes. Now you're actually getting to get into a game feel a little bit.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I think we're all enjoying it a lot. I think it's really good to get us into that game sense now. Our competitiveness is really coming out, and you know, it's good to be in those late game situations where, you know, we're down two and it's actually the game on the line now, because we're really in that situation, whereas you can't really simulate that.
Coach, I know you said in the past that you basically give Steph the keys to the Mercedes or the BMW, and what does she bring to this team that you're willing to let her just take it and go?
She helps me feel confident. You know, I ask her what play she wants to run, and she says whatever she says, and we go after it. There's times she looks over at me, and she looks like she needs some assistance, and then I become her assistant out there by giving her a play or two. But I think the game is a lot better when your point guard and you trust each other, and I think that she does a tremendous job with that trust, and the teammates trust her. I definitely trust her, and it's never a BMW. It's always a Mercedes.
Steph, what do you what kind of confidence does that give you, hearing coach say this is your team? What kind of confidence does that give you as a player?
I mean, it gives me a lot of confidence, but you know, it's just, it really is about that trust, and I trust coach's decisions. And most of the time when coach asks me what I want to run, it turns out that we're running the same thing. I mean, we are on the same wavelength a lot, and you know, we do discuss it if we have different opinions, and it's such an honor to have coaches trust like that. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more, to be honest.
I've noticed over the last couple of weeks, a lot of you players have been getting in and watching the men's practice. They're finishing up before your practice gets going. And what are you guys trying to take from watching the end of men's practice? And what are you doing mentally? What's going through your thought process there?
I mean, we're just getting ready for our practice, and they just seem to be in the gym. We just like being around basketball, and you know, whether it's their practice, whether we're watching our own film. I mean, we've had a lot of access to our film this year, and you know, we just want to be around the game. That's what it really is, I think.
Coach, how important is that for you to have a team that wants to be around the game of basketball as much as possible? They're in the gym, late hours. They're doing whatever they need to do just to be around the game. What does that mean to you?
Well, these are the young ladies we've selected, you know. These are all of our – all the kids that play for me here are my kids. There's some that we've adopted, and there's some that we brought in. These are the ones that we actually hand-selected. And it's not anybody that can play for me. I'm a nice person off the court, but on the court, my high demand and command is sincere. And I have to bring kids in that can play under that kind of pressure and that kind of enthusiasm of purpose. And we finally got that gang to do that. And so they want it. We want it. They have goals. They have stories to tell. And we're just helping them navigate through that and to know that they actually enjoy it. It feels like my assistant coach has done a tremendous job of finding some really good players.
Speaking of your assistant coaches, you have the same staff 2 years in a row. How important is that for this team to build and grow together, having the same staff, same direction?
I just think that is are huge. You know, we'll manage if people leave, but when they stay and you got that loyalty, you know, with Coach Cherie and Coach Zuber and Coach Sharkey and Coach Dub, I just really I feel like I can leave the gym. They're still in the gym right now, and I know that they're going to speak my language. We're going to speak each other's language, and we all have the same goal in mind, is to pursue championships in the classroom and on the basketball court, and there's no navigation, no deviation from the goal.
Steph, how nice is that as a player, hearing the same voices and you know what the message is? You're not hearing different things here and there. You know what that message is going
to
be.
Yeah, it's great to have that. And our coaches really are on the same page. And, you know, you ask any one of them and they'll tell you the same thing. And it's really helpful for us to grow as players. At any point, we can ask anyone to get in the gym with us. And they're always accessible. Like, any time of the night, we can call our coaches and get them in the gym with us. You know, they want us to get better. And it's just a great environment to be around, where it's so consistent and so supportive.
Coach, this summer I know you let the Australians all go home, but it seemed like Steph and all of them were keeping in touch. What does that mean to you to hear them, you know, reaching out to you from around the world, knowing that they're thinking about basketball a lot of times out of the year?
I just love that what we've done. Even though they everyone went away, we stayed in touch every other week. We got together wherever we were throughout the country of the world. We always FaceTimed or I don't know all that stuff they do, but we all saw each other. And so the people that were here was in the conference room, and the people that was away, they chimed in and they FaceTimed in, and we all saw each other every other week. So it was like we never were apart, and that's technology for you. And you knew that they were getting in the gym. Stephanie worked out really hard this summer with, you know, being a coach at Rec Center, but also working with the Gonzaga young ladies, people that been to the NCAA over and over again. So she got in the gym. Stephanie was in the gym in Chile and Australia, and the other Aussies were in Hawaii in the gym, and also, so they get it, and we get it. We got some worldly kids on our team, and that's why I'm saying I'm reaching out to this community. We play basketball, yes. We're great students, yes. We're good people, and we got a lot of things that we can share with this community. If you come on over to the gym at Alumni Arena, November 11th, we start off. And just to get to know what we're trying to create, we're trying to build on this great city. We're not trying to take away from it. And the more you come and watch us, the more you realize that we're just in line with all the other people that's trying to grow this great community.
Steph, how important is it for players to kind of build this program and get this community to buy in to what you guys have already bought into?
I mean, it's huge for us, and we just want to represent Buffalo as well as we can. I mean, we love this community. They've taken us in, like, us Australians. This is like home to us now. I mean, we spend 9 months a year here at least, and it's just such a great community. It's so welcoming and so homely. Just everyone here is so friendly. So we want to represent this community as well as we can, and we want to build this program. Like, we don't want to just appear at the NCAA. We want to keep going, and we want to make sure that if we don't do it ourselves, we want to build the foundation for the years to come.
All right, Buffalo, you heard it here first from Coach Jack and Stephanie. Get out here and support these Bulls. We're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to UB Bulls Insider live from Santoro Pizza Pub and Grill. Thank you, Coach Jack, for your time, and we'll be back with Stephanie.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927, four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, great food, great people, great beer.
Midweek football returns to UB Stadium on Thursday, October 27th, when the Bulls host MAC rival Akron. Kickoff is 7:30 p.m., but the excitement starts at 4:30, right inside Stampede Square. Don't miss out on the tailgate concert featuring country music star Chris Lane. It's country music, tailgating, and football in your own backyard. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE. That's 877-UB-THERE, or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Louis Spina.
Welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. I'm joined by junior point guard Stephanie Reed. Hit the infamous shot last year for the Bulls to send them to their first ever NCAA tournament appearance. Steph, the NBA starts tonight. Are you a big fan?
Yeah, I'm a Cavs fan through and through.
Cavs fan, are you going to watch the game a little bit tonight?
Yeah, hopefully, if I can get my study done, you know, got to do that first.
Of course, you gotta get your studying done.
Yep.
As we talked earlier, you got to go home this summer, go back to Australia, spend the whole summer back home with friends and family. How important was that to you to, you know, get back there, recharge the batteries a little bit, and see people that, you know, you really haven't seen in a while?
Yeah, it was really good to be home and to return to my old club and be able to talk to those coaches about what I'd experienced. I mean, they hadn't been able to experience the championship with us, so it was good to go home, bring the trophies, bring the medals, you know, and let them experience that with me. And I really missed my family a lot, so being able to be home with them and spend time with them was really good. It was just really refreshing.
What was the reaction some of your friends and family had when you got back home and, you know, you kind of enjoyed the MAC championship with them for the first time really in person?
Yeah, they loved it, honestly. They couldn't believe it, and it was showed so many times. Like, there were so many mentions at the club games and everything, and, you know, they were just really getting around that too, and it was just great to be home and have them experience it with me, honestly.
Was your family able to watch the championship game and see you hit the shot?
No, they weren't, unfortunately, but I showed them. I did. They've seen it now, and they loved it. They watched it about 3 or 4 times now.
So, trying to repeat as MAC champs, we've got a lot of returning pieces this year. Talk about what you see from your team so far through the first couple weeks of practice.
I mean, we're just really bringing it together, I think. Just the last 3 weeks of practice have been really good for us. I mean, we're getting on the court. You know, the chemistry is really there. I think we're a very athletic team, and we're very long in the key. Our defense is always going to be what leads to our offense. So we're working on that a lot, and that really just comes with the chemistry of our team.
How have these freshmen and newcomers all fit in so far?
Oh, they're fitting in perfectly, you know. They're just like pieces to the puzzle. You just add them in, and they fit. They're great personalities, great players, and they've got great attitudes on the court. They're really adaptable, and, you know, they're learning really quickly, and that's all you can really ask for.
What was your biggest thing that you wanted to work on this offseason to, you know, improve? You were one of the best point guards in the conference last year, but what were you trying to improve on personally?
I just wanted to get better altogether, but, I mean, I obviously want to be more of a threat offensively. I want to just keep playing the game. You know, I just want to learn the game more and more, and as long as I can get better at, you know, reading situations. And I just kept practicing with teams. I was practicing with some players that graduated from Gonzaga a couple of years ago, and it was just good to, you know, keep playing the game. I was just, you know, that's all I wanted to do, adapt and learn new situations.
Now that you've had some time to kind of reflect on last season, it's a new season, slate's clean, but what do you think about when you think about that shot and winning a MAC championship and being part of history here at UB?
I mean, it's so exciting, and to be able to bring it to this community is just huge for us. I mean, we represent this community, and we know that, and we've always wanted to do that to the best of our ability. So to be able to come from the bottom at that 8th seed and come and win that and bring that trophy back, to bring those memories back and to bring it to UB, that was just a huge thing, and it was our hard work paying off. So it was really exciting for us.
That MAC tournament last year really exemplified the team that you guys had, the team unity, the team everything. You had a couple tough breaks, fouled out in the semifinal game, but people stepped up. Talk about how that team kind of stepped up and won that thing together.
Yeah, I mean, we just have a lot of trust in each other, and I knew, especially in the semifinal when I fouled out, I just knew Gabby had it. And, you know, I never had a second where I wasn't confident in her decision-making. I mean, we worked together that game a lot. Like, she listened to everything I said, and she just took it under her wing, and, you know, Gabby grew a lot, but as a team, I think we just really grew together, and our chemistry was on a whole nother level at that point. So I think that that was really what held us together and made us peak at that point of the season.
Talked to a lot of players, and they said that that semifinal game was almost better than the MAC championship game just because of all the adversity you guys fought through. And you personally got to sit there and see the game from a different point of view, and you almost were like a coaching figure. Talk a little bit about that process for you.
Yeah, the semifinal, it was just a whole different type of energy. I mean, we've always had a kind of rivalry with Akron, especially coming into the season. And I mean, to get that win and to be able to be so confident in everyone else on the court. I mean, we had freshmen on the court stepping up, like Leka Shadade. Like, when she came on the court and she got that big offensive board and the putback, and that really gave us the game. You know, that's what you live for, to have your freshmen step up in crucial situations like that and be able to trust them in crucial situations.
You're one of four captains on the team this year. Talk about what that meant to you, being named captain, and you know, what did you take that as when you were named a captain?
I mean, it's an honor to captain this team and to be able to captain under Coach Jack. And you know, it's just having four captains, I think it really holds everyone accountable. And we're just leaders on the court, but I mean, everyone holds everyone accountable now, and it's great to be able to represent the team. But I think that as a team, we are all leaders in our own way, and we can listen to anyone. I'll take advice from a freshman, and a freshman would vice versa. So I think that's just a big thing for us.
And how excited are you for Saturday scrimmage playing against the Syracuse Orange, who made it to the national title game last year? How excited are you to play somebody else other than your teammates for a change?
I'm so excited. I think that when we found out that we were going to scrimmage Syracuse, we were always excited about it. It's just such an opportunity to come up against players like that. And, you know, they came from fourth seed too, so they weren't always at the top, and they really worked their way, and we respect them as a program. But, you know, on game day or scrimmage day, it's a different type of atmosphere, and we're going there to challenge them, and we do want to come out with a high score.
When you got to take a peek at the schedule for the first time, a lot of home games up front, how did that kind of excite you, being in front of your home crowd to, you know, show this place, this new team that you have?
Oh, it's so exciting, and you know, it's great to be home and to be able to play in front of this community. They've always supported us. I think that this year our fans will grow with us winning. But, you know, it's just great to play in front of that atmosphere. And you have all those elementary school kids and high school kids coming out to our games now, and they're really getting around it. And they're getting all their friends there. You've got the older fans that are always there at every game, sitting front row, and they'll be cheering for you on free throws. It's just a great community here, and to be able to play home games here is going to be really good for us.
What does that mean to you, have those little kids looking up to you and wanting to be you? What does that mean? How do you take that?
Oh, I love it. And, you know, we just want to set a good example and show them every possession, every minute, that, you know, we want them to believe in us, and we're giving them a reason to believe in us because we want to set that example, and, you know, we just want to win for them.
What is this going to take for you guys to repeat? I know it's a tough question, because obviously it's tough to repeat in this conference, but you know, what do you guys have to work on to repeat as MAC champions and be the first team in a while to do so?
I think we just got to keep working hard. I mean, we are doing the work in the background, but it just won't stop. And you know, we're getting better every day, and that's something that if we continue to do that, I mean, we're going to be a very, very hard team to play against the way we're improving at the moment. And you know, we just have to keep getting better every day, and that's what it'll be. Our defense is going to improve. We're going to get more trust in that defense, and our defense has always led to our offense.
Through these first couple of weeks, who have you seen the biggest improvement out of one of your teammates? Who's kind of sticking out to say, you know, she really put in the work this offseason?
I mean, everyone's improving a lot. I think Mariah's doing a great job. I mean, she's really stepped up, and you can see it in the last two scrimmages. I think Courtney Wilkins as well. You've got your leaders from last year, you know, Joanna Smith. She's working so hard, and she'll never stop working, and that's why we can trust her so much in every situation. But I think everyone's just really working hard. Everyone, you can tell they've been working since the off season, and it's so exciting to see where they are now, and if they keep growing how they are, it's just going to be amazing.
All right, Steph, well, good luck this weekend. We're gonna head out here. John Fuller will be joining you with head coach of the UB football team, Lance Leipold, in a couple minutes here. So, Steph, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to UB Basketball Insider, brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.